This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now 7 after the hour, time for our weekly review for you of what's going on in the world of talk radio from the experienced mind and voices of broadcasters who have discussed issues, these issues and other issues over the course of the week, months, years. Some of these feel like retreads each week. I look at some of these things and wonder, yeah. Okay, what's new under the sun? Victoria Keelan. Is he? You know what? I just thought Rich McFadden is here as well.
What?
Richie and Victoria. I was just thinking of Victoria Jones, who would make a great guest from our perspective. And she and Victoria Keelan get along great.
I think she is a friend of ours who is a Brit and a White House a reporter.
Used to be, she was a good talk radio host in Boston, New York, Washington, and then decided she wanted to pursue the other side of the street. But I think now, it's funny. I was about to say Victoria Jones when I said Victoria Keelan. So, Victoria?
Well, there you have it.
There you have it. All right. So, we are here without the evil one, Joe Crummy, to work our way through. I think he had to take a bath today, something like that.
Oh, boy.
Bath day.
Taking a bath. And so, we have the list of the stories, according to Talkers Magazine, which you can find and view at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television. The research done by the folks on the staff there, listening to talk radio programs and hosts and stations all over the country. That's how they come up with the consensus of the list of stories and people. So I'll go through them, and we'll sort of take them apart as we go through. Number 10, the usual focus on sports. This past week, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, and I have to admit, I don't know who won, because I saw
the American League did.
American League won?
Yep.
Good. When I was a kid, American League always lost. National League always won. But it seemed to have evened out the last decade or so. Has
parody.
It? The American League winning
Everybody
more?
Everybody wants parity in sports.
Yes, that's true, Rich. We have to play fair and square, and so an equal amount of money needs to be spent for players on both sides. I actually didn't even think there was much to it, because all the teams play against each other. There's inter-league rivalry, right? The American League plays against National League teams
all
the time.
Yeah, they have a series each year. Or actually, I think it's two series where they play. So, like, for example, the Washington Nationals will play the Baltimore Orioles twice a year.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. All right, so anyway, were there any surprises? All I thought, I watched it for a little while, and my observation was they needed a haircut and a shave.
They do look very scruffy.
The Pro Bowl, the All-Star Game, the hockey... It's just so boring. I mean, it means nothing anymore. It's.
Do you know what it means to me?
Nobody wants to get hurt. It doesn't mean anything to the players. It's just fun for them. It's fun. It's a good time. Cool. Hey, it's celebration. The Home Run Derby is pretty cool. I mean,
that's fun. Yeah, I do like watching that.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are crushing balls. 500 feet. It's crazy.
That's the only, like, the NBA All-Star stuff. The only stuff that I like watching are the three-point shooters and stuff like that.
The slam dunk contest.
Yeah, that's fun.
Right.
Well, but you see under the circumstances what some of these people are capable of doing. And what it is for me, though, is the halfway mark in the growing season, the halfway mark in the baseball season, the halfway mark in the year. And that's how I look at when they have in the halfway or the midpoint of the year.
Pretty much.
Nothing to do with sports, it just is. But now that I think about it, it seems to me that within 2 to 3 weeks of the All-Star Game, don't the camps for football players open up by the end of July? Aren't most of the players
Already had some.
Practicing?
Yeah. They had some a few weeks ago.
Right. Okay. All right, so anyway, that's number 10 on the list of items from the folks at Talkers. Number 9, Shy LaBeouf. I never pronounce this guy's
Shia
name.
Shia LaBeouf.
Doesn't matter. Go ahead and hack it up as bad as you want.
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
So he gets arrested for being, I mean, he should be arrested every day for being a jerk. But
he often does get arrested for being a jerk.
Yeah.
Remember about a year ago, he was cleared out of one of the Broadway theaters because in the middle of the performance, he was making all kinds of comments and stuff. And then they had to chase him out of the theater and he was arrested outside for being drunk and disorderly.
Just another child star gone bad.
He is just a hot mess.
Well, so how is it that guys like that keep getting jobs if they're so difficult to deal with?
He
says, I don't need to drink. My problem is when I drink, I get into trouble. I don't need to drink. My problem is I get into trouble when I do drink. Mm. He says, I am not an alcoholic.
What?
Because he doesn't have an uncontrollable urge to drink. Huh?
Mm.
Yeah.
Spoken like a true alcoholic.
we're giving him the cover. Look at this. It was the ninth most discussed item this week. He said when he starts drinking, he can't stop. That's what his lawyer said, anyway.
Isn't that the definition of an alcoholic?
I would have thought. Yeah. He says, his lawyer says that he's resolved not to have another drink while he finishes shooting this movie, The Peanut Butter Falcon. He's been incredibly professional, his lawyer says, reliable and sober. Huh? What the hell? That's what he gets paid
for.
But didn't he get arrested for public intoxication and disorderly conduct?
Yeah, and then he made a bunch of racist comments, and it was bad.
Yeah.
But part of the reason, I don't know what the peanut butter movie is or whatever, I don't know. But part of the reason that he's in the headlines right now is because he's playing John McEnroe in the much-anticipated Bjorn Borg McEnroe movie.
Right.
So,
really?
Yeah, and he looks like him. I've seen the trailer
Sounds
for it.
Sounds like him with his racist remarks, because McEnroe was full of that.
Sure, yeah. But, it's weird that he was cast in that, but if it ends up being good, then we're going to see more of him, I guess.
I would actually be interested in seeing that movie.
I definitely want to see it. I mean, it's such a famous moment in sports history.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, he promises he's not going to drink anymore until they finish the shoot. And then once the movie is wrapped...
Whatever, he's still white trash.
Yeah, he is.
He is. All right, so look at how much time we've wasted on him here.
Right.
13 and change past the hour. Yeah. Well, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. Yeah. Rachel McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, as the review continues of the top 10 stories this week in the world of News Talk Radio. Here's a top story. Here's a top focus. Here's the top way for you to hire new employees. If you're the boss of a small company, if you are the assistant boss at a medium-sized company, if you are the head of hiring at a big company, HR people, listen up. ZipRecruiter.com will post whatever job opportunities you have in your company to hundreds of job sites with one click from you. That's all. You put the description, then you go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV when you have everything ready. You'll be able to use ZipRecruiter free, by the way, using that moniker, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use that, try it, like it, and then you'll just keep using it. But this is a way for you to understand without it costing you anything how fast this is, how easy it is, how really functionally it's gratifying when you put all this work into posting a job and then, bingo, right away, people are responding, looking to see if they can fill your needs. Go through all the qualified job candidates. Get immediate results. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it now. Find the right person. Won't cost you anything. Yep, it's free at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. It's always a good time.
Best selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of $95 on your vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang Shelby GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Here's a scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, three for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, three bags, $10. Now at the number one retailer for Scott's Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
All right, 17 past the hour, talk radio review, your beneficial exposure to how we think about some of the issues of the week, some covered on some of my programs that these folks are associated with and some are not. I, for example, number eight, the crash of that plane, the military plane. What do you say about that?
I know.
I don't know how anybody drills down deep enough in that to, you know, oh, there was a problem with the plane, the pilot error, whatever it is. So what do you do?
It's horribly sad. Is it 16 people died?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, yeah. It's like, what else do you say about
that?
It's horrible.
That's,
yeah.
You know, what's the next deal? All right, let's go to the, so I ask myself and I answer. Mm-hmm. The next deal, the Jane Sanders land deal. Now, I
do not know what this is, so I can't wait to find out.
Yeah, I'm in complete, I'm the slightest idea. Who Jane Sanders is?
It's up to you.
Googling has the FBI investigation of Jane Sanders deal.
Who is she? Yeah, right. How
right,
we are.
Exactly.
Faces a federal probe.
Oh.
Burlington College bank loan.
Oh.
Wife. Bernie Sanders' wife?
Bernie Sanders' wife.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
The college that she ran got shut down, right? It ran out of money, what, like a year ago or so?
Yeah, did she get arrested? She didn't get arrested.
Well, they're investigating it over the bank loans, I guess, the Burlington College bank loans.
But this is a story that's been floating around, and it was, I think I teed that up. That's why I'm looking at this and thinking, what the hell's new here? There's nothing new. This is something that's been floating around for a month. That's why I was confused when I saw this. Remember, was it last week or 2 or 3 weeks ago, I talked about Bernie Sanders driving around a $170,000 Audi, a red Audi.
Yeah, but the pictures weren't real.
The pictures weren't real?
No.
They were photoshopped? That's what Snopes says?
Yes.
Well, you believe Snopes?
Snopes and a dozen
How'd they photoshop him into that car?
Oh, anything could be done.
Who did that?
Yeah, everybody. I mean, Reddit has daily Photoshop contests.
Really?
Oh, my God. And if you see the Chris Christie ones...
Really?
In the beach chair, they are hysterical.
Oh,
I bet. The funniest one I saw yesterday is they blew the picture up of Chris Christie in the beach chair and had him tied to ropes going down Macy's Parade as a balloon.
As a float?
Oh, boy.
So no, not a float, a balloon.
Last week, he subbed for Mike Francesa on WFAN. Did you hear, you're in New York, Victoria, did you hear any of that? Or Richie, did you hear a review of it? I heard it was pretty good, actually.
I heard he did all right. I heard people were calling in and busting on him a little bit, and he didn't take anything from anybody, gave it right back to him.
Right, yeah.
Which he's good
about
at.
The bridge, and, oh, yeah, he's very seasoned, that kind of stuff.
He's
but what
Jersey.
Do you want?
Yeah.
Somebody to talk about that sort of thing on a sports station? or you want to retire.
It wouldn't last. Yeah. Well, and see, the thing is, from a New York perspective, New Yorkers wouldn't want to listen to him because he's not a New York sports fan. And WFAN is, it's local sports. And it's a well-documented thing that he's a Dallas Cowboys fan and didn't support the Giants and Jets and would fly to Dallas games. So I don't really know New Yorkers who want to listen to him talk about New York sports.
No, they just want to hear the train wreck.
Yeah, but then that's a novelty. So I don't know that that he'll get that spot permanently.
21 after the hour.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And change past the hour as the list gets tweaked from Talkers Magazine. The stories, the News Talk Focus, the official News Talk radio stations, and the discussions that are a part of our conversation. Number six, now, just to quickly go back, the All-Star Game in sports. Number 10, the arrest of Xi Shai Shu LeBouf. Number 9, that was the name of the character that Glenn Campbell played in True Grit. You know that, right? LeBouf was his name. Now you can all take that trivia to you and won't charge you a thing. Take it to you.
I like him a lot better.
Weekend. Yeah, right. Military, that plane crash. Number 8, the land deal, which seems like an oldie but goodie that Bernie Sanders' wife Jane was involved in. Number 7. Okay, number 6 is how the North Koreans have been getting away with. And not many people have talked about it this way, but it seems the North Koreans are getting away with violating the sanctions because the Chinese are cooperating, washing some of the money that comes in on trains from China, boats from China, that kind of stuff. They're doing what is considered by the international community illegal trading, and now it's become public. So now what is the Chinese prime minister or president, whatever his name is, that Trump was talking so warmly about, trying to keep the North Koreans in tow. I would think the Chinese would be able to do that easily. And why wouldn't they want to, frankly? That's always been the question.
Because they like having a thorn in our side.
Mm-hmm.
It behooves them.
How's that good for them?
It gives them a little bit more control to have us focused on something else and having us having to deal with something else. I think they like it.
Really? Well, don't they just have to sort of play nice because they've got a wackadoo, you know, running North Korea who could just wake up one day and decide he doesn't want to do anything with China anymore. But China needs North Korea, right, for whatever iPhone parts or whatever they make.
China makes a little bit of money off of North Korea, selling them all of their arms stuff and, and other goods. So, yes, absolutely.
Aren't there mines in North Korea that give China something? I thought that it went the other way as well. There's something that they need from North Korea. I think, Richie, you told me this. Now that I'm remembering.
Coming up short.
I think you had mentioned that. We'll have to look into it.
All right. It just seems to me we have these sanctions against other countries, and wondering now, seeing how the Chinese and the North Koreans are getting around it. Do the Russians get around their sanctions? The Cubans, do they get around their sanctions? Do the Iranians get around their sanctions? Or are they really hurt by this? Is this so much huff and puff and making us feel good? Well, I'm going to impose sanctions against those guys. And they all figure out ways around it.
I thought it was interesting that when Trump met with Putin, one of the sanctions that the Russians wanted back, wanted overturned, was their use of the two properties in New York and, where was it, in Pennsylvania. They had these two retreats that they used for high-level meetings, and they want them back.
The Russians want to come to America to have
Well, they want to be able to have their meetings somewhere, and so I'm curious as to why that's so important to them.
Yeah, well, I think that Russia knows a heck of a lot more about our stuff technologically, and I think they've hacked us a lot more than the American people even think.
Agreed.
Or even are aware of.
Yeah.
So that would be dangerous. Did they lose those two properties when Obama slapped the sanctions on them and kicked the Russians out?
Yeah. Yes.
I think it would be a big mistake to give them back some retreat property, really. You've got all of Russia. Figure out another place to go to the seaside or wherever you want to go.
Wasn't there a cordial, the president had his meeting this week in France. That's one of the stories in the top ten.
Him and Macron are like best buddies now.
Yeah. And so, but didn't it seem like when Trump leaned over and said to Putin, okay, did you do it or not? You know, there was a breaking of the ice there, and is there really some of this stuff for show? I believe that some of it, most of it.
Isn't all of it theater?
It's all theater. It's all political theater.
You're being played, people.
Yeah, you're getting it. They're all buddies. They're all sharing. 28 past the hour.
In today's automotive news, we know the autonomous car is just around the corner, but automakers are testing smart glasses to be worn while driving these new cars. Aeroglass is working with leading car makers on glasses that were developed for pilots to view turn-by-turn directions, notify them of detours, upcoming traffic avoidances, or other reasons behind any changes in course. These glasses convey current speed limits, as well as braking information of other vehicles. For AirAutoExpert.com, I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
The new Lucky Charms shake at Burger King is a mix of hand-spun soft serve, Lucky Charms cereal pieces, and memories of watching cartoons in your PJs. Relive your childhood in a cup. The new Lucky Charms shake, now only at Burger King restaurants. Also try the Fruit Loop shake. Shakes available for a limited time. Participation varies.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer.
Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months of $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine, the overview of the most discussed stories, the people who are on the list. We're going through, as we normally do, from number 10, number 1. Rich McFadden, good broadcaster. Victoria Keevan, good broadcaster. Doug Steffen, good broadcaster. All of us have ideas. All of us have opinions. After all, that's what these conversations are all about. So number 5 on the list is the startling announcement that Joe Scarborough no longer wants to be a Republican.
Wow.
And I say, who cares? Why should we give a damn?
Shocked.
Yes. His wife, I listened to one guy say his wife has finally corrupted him to the extreme. She's not his wife yet. I guess they're going to get married.
Yeah.
Mika Brzezinski, who's his partner on the air, is a liberal Democrat. And her father was the former National Security Advisor Jimmy Carter. And therefore, she has black stripes because she's a lib. Nothing worse than a liberal woman, right, Victoria?
You're so sweet. You say so many nice things about me.
None of them turned to you. Doug always used to date libs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I love when Richie gives the dirt. I love it.
And he would kind of sway a little bit, but then his libertarian streak would just bring him right back.
Well,
right.
Doug does sway anyway.
Oh,
so
yeah, he moves with the wind.
Yeah. You do sway with other people's opinions, that's
all
for
right.
sure.
Well, I do. And this is, we're all influenced by the people we care about. So Joe has been influenced by Mika, so be it. What has it done for his career? Big fight with Sean Hannity all the time. They're in the headlines. Good for the. It's all PR. It's all baloney. It's all a show. It's all theater. It's all bunk. So who
there's a social media thing going around this week that apparently there's somewhere, I don't know, that the men are deciding that they aren't going to be paid more than the women in their job, and they're going to take a pay cut so that they make the same thing.
Where's
until
this?
The women get a raise to be able to make the same thing as the men. So now they're challenging Joe Scarborough, who makes $4 million, to take a pay cut to be at the same place where Mika is, and she makes $2 million.
Really?
And so they're calling him out on it.
Huh.
Well, I'm pretty sure Jerry's going to...
community property anyway.
Right.
It's New York, and
her money is my money, and my money is her money, so it all works out in the end.
Right.
No.
I thought those guys, they're actually on the low end of the pay scale when it comes to cable news.
Yeah, I'm shocked it's only $2 million for Mika. Wow.
Yeah, that's not...
That's what I saw. I mean, I haven't verified that.
Yeah, those people and the cable channels are not on par with the networks unless you're Hannity. Megyn Kelly, I think, what did she go from 15 on Fox to 21 at NBC or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, something.
How's it working out for NBC?
Right. Is her show even on? I feel bad asking that.
60 Minutes. What a waste of time. She's a waste of time. The show's a waste of time. It's more baloney. What I do find interesting, I did see this the other day, how Sean and his counterpart are on the same time. I don't remember. I thought Rachel Maddow was on earlier, but apparently they're both on the same time, and they're duking it out. Their ratings are about the same, which is a really good testament to both of them because they both do a good show. They both are, I find her to be very appealing in a sort of intellectual way. I think she's very smart, and she, I haven't watched it lately. She used to be okay. She didn't wear it on her sleeve. A lot of people, like there was a woman that was on MSNBC, and I've seen these same sorts on Fox like that. Little twerp that wears the tie. What's his name?
Oh, that it's guy.
Yeah.
Tucker Carlson?
Tucker Carlson.
The bow tie? Oh.
What an obnoxious pain in the neck.
Tucker.
So he's always
worse.
But it feels with him and that other lady that was on who got fired on MSNBC that they want you to believe that they are the most intellectual so-and-sos on the planet. And no one can challenge their reasoning. That's how they come across anyway. And it just is, it's so affected and phony. Whereas with Sean and Rachel, they come across as real people. Kind of like the, maybe it's Sean's, Rachel started on the radio as well, on the old, what was that liberal radio network? What the heck was the name of it?
Talk America.
Air America. No.
Air America.
Air America, right. She started on Air America. Well, she started on a little station, I don't remember where, but then she was on Air America and then got the gig on MSNBC. And I think has presented herself. She's done well at Opportunity, and she's done well at presenting their side of the story, as Sean does well.
Come on now,
on his side of the story.
The reality is, you've got Trump, and everybody wants to scream on one side or the other about Trump, and the MSNBCs of the world should be kissing Trump's little butt, big butt. Because he is gold for them. And that's why she's got the ratings she has.
And reverse of that, I mean, 8 years of them, you know, blaming Obama for every single thing that happened
in the
world.
Yeah, that's been going on for,
you know,
since the 80s. Since Talk radio started,
And isn't he really is true. He's responsible.
But, I mean, that roller coaster is flattened out. I mean, you know, the you know, conservative talk radio, when it was huge in the 80s and 90s, is just kind of, you know, okay, it's you know, the spikes that you see, you don't see as much anymore with the Clintons. Had Hillary Clinton become president, would it have spiked? Yeah, but not as much as it did in the 90s. But that's what the liberal side is seeing right now with MSNBC because of Trump, because it's just such an extreme situation.
Right. It'll be interesting when, like, when I'm my parents' age to see what we're watching, you know, what my peer group is watching, because I think so right now there's
Golden
just
Girls.
There's a smaller Golden Girls. I watch Golden Girls now, so but there's such a smaller, the baby boomers are the only ones left watching that kind of stuff. I mean, that's, my parents watch Rachel every night, and so, and my mom flips back and forth between all of them, but they're the only people who do that I know in that age group. So my age group is not even watching TV. We don't even have cable anymore, so it'll be interesting to see how that trend, where that goes.
Traders.
Well,
hey, you know what? The traitor here are the cable companies, because if they didn't keep screwing people over and raising the bill every month, they made their bed hard,
horrible,
and they can lie in it.
Model, awful.
Yeah, but everybody's, all the media is changing, and you, when you incorporate your standard traditional media with social media, you bring in that audience, and that's the way you're going to grow it going forward.
Yep. Okay, look at what we're doing here. Podcast of this show.
Exactly.
Available. At Doug Steffen Now. All right, let's get to number four, the iceberg, the Antarctic. Is probably tomorrow the entire planet is going to sink into the water. We're all done. Finished.
Agreed.
Over.
Yeah.
Hey, smoke if you got them.
It's bad for you.
Doug Steffen's weather report. We're all underwater tomorrow.
That's the anticipated. I'm going to go to the weather map there. What is it? Google has the weather map. Oh, AccuWeather. I'm going to the AccuWeather weather map and look and see where the showers are coming, where the snow is coming, where the ice is coming. I'll give you that report in a moment, along with a report on the president going to France, the president and the health care plan. The president and a meeting, or the president's son meeting with a Russian lawyer. All those events will be under our scrutiny and yours as well in a moment, 43 past the hour.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. According to a Bank of America survey, more than half of Americans plan to travel for business or pleasure this summer. Happiness expert Sean Acor explains how with smart planning and the right destination, you can maximize the joy of your summer travel. Happiness expert Sean Acor.
Everyone has their favorite summer memory, that family trip to the beach or a visit to a ballpark. The memories we make through travel inspire and rejuvenate us for months and even years. And whether your destination is Michigan or Madagascar, with the right planning and the right mindset, happiness is possible wherever and whenever you decide to go. A huge part of planning your travel is to make sure that you have the right rewards credit cards, that you're not restricted where and when you can travel. With my Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, I can earn an unlimited 1.5 points on every dollar I spend, and I'm not limited with blackout dates or restrictions. And that makes me happy.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
All right, back to our overview. discussions of programs that are both national, regional, and local, with hosts, many of the hosts you know, many of the hosts you listen to, some of them are not. Some of them are leaders in their own communities, but they are discussing these issues with the local inference or the local taint or the local...
Of course, George Carlin used to say, around the world, across the nation, and up your street.
Up your street. All right, number three on the list this week, president goes to France. Looks like a love fest to me. I don't usually watch these press conferences, but I happen to be in a situation where I watch some of Trump and Macron together. Macron, I guess, is that how you pronounce
Macron.
Macron.
Mm-hmm. Macron.
I kind of liked the atmosphere. Maybe I'm just a sucker because I like good stuff. I like
those guys couldn't be
smile.
More opposite, and yet they seem like they really kind of clicked.
Yeah, they did. Well, do you think that was the case when the president of China was here, or even when this past weekend at the G20, when Trump was with Putin? They seemed friendly enough, didn't they?
All of these guys, from Clinton on up, Bush, and apparently Trump too, they have a way with people.
Yeah.
They know how to make people like them once it's a one-on thing. Even Hillary Clinton, apparently, the same way.
Why do you say it like that?
She doesn't seem as gregarious and outgoing as Bush and Clinton.
That's a sexist remark, you sexist.
No, she just, it has nothing to do with her sex. She just seems like very dry. But
you gonna jump into this, Victoria?
I'm just waiting for him to finish his sentence.
No, but to be the president, you have to have a way with people, and apparently they all do.
Mm.
Go ahead, Victoria.
No.
Hillary?
I was actually going to say, Doug, you've danced with her, so maybe
have,
you could actually give us some insight.
Sometimes I'm referred to as her girlfriend by people who are close to me. When I was around, the times that I'm certainly no expert, I'm not a friend. She'd been on this program a couple of times, and I did have a nice encounter with her during a summer picnic at the White House in 1995, I think it was, or 96. She and I engaged in a conversation about our children, and we danced. There was a rope line where the president and Mrs. Clinton went up and down the line, and she and I chatted. I had the usual. With him, you never really could engage him unless it was something he wanted to talk about. With her, it was I asked her about Chelsea, and I forget what the reference was, but at any rate, she came back to me after the rope line, and we talked a little bit more, and the music started, and we both decided we'd dance. So we went out and danced, and we put our head on each other's head, and it was really kind of, there's a picture that Clinton's stepfather took of us, and I have, he gave it to me, and I'll be damned if I can find it now. Anyway.
Maybe your lady friend hid it?
No.
During the election?
But the bottom line is, she connected with you.
Yeah.
You've always had that little bit of connection with her, whether you agree with her or like her as a
anyway,
politician,
you know,
or not.
She connected
with you, and that's the key, is
right.
That people know how to connect.
Yeah.
But I don't disagree with you, Rich. I think everyone who has connected with her on a personal level or on a one-on-one level likes her in terms of, you know,
right.
Like Doug had a similar story. I agree with you in the sense that she doesn't seem as gregarious or, you know,
warm, fuzzy type.
She doesn't seem as sort of like George Bush, George W. definitely seemed like a very affable person.
Right.
And I know what you mean. Hillary is more of a serious type.
I think Obama came across that way as being a likable guy.
Obama, right. He did.
Sucky president, and so is George Bush. Horrible president. But
you'd like to have a beer with each and every one of them, wouldn't you?
You've heard people say this before. The best presidents are the most horrible people. Nixon. There are many things he did that were very important, significant to the history of our country. But as a human being,
And meanwhile, on the flip side of that, you know, Jimmy Carter gets a lot of flack for being a bad president. But, here he is at 92 or 93,
right.
And he just collapsed from
before the hour.
Passing
he
out
just
doing work.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Taking the garbage out. Good God. All right.
Wait, no, I got a question for you, Doug.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Let me introduce you first. Okay. America's champion of the apes, a gentleman who'd like to exist on the same planet as the apes, Chuck Curry, is here. All right, Chuck, what's the question?
Was that a clip from Conquest of the Planet Apes back in the 70s, or was that a real was that real news?
You're trying to take a shot at Trump. I got it.
No, yeah, no, not at all. Just the climate. It sort of goes with it. That was a great Roddy McDowell, by the way, who I met at a convention about 25 years ago. He's a really good guy.
I want to talk to you about some of the famous actors like Charlton Heston that have been in some of these movies and how many Planet of the Apes movies there are. There's a big one coming out this weekend. Chuckers all excited about it. As a matter of fact, he was heard.
I saw it last night. I'm going to tell you about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was about to imitate the way you sound. Let's just get at it. We'll spend our time today, the quality time we have together today, Chuck, are talking about the various Planet of the Eight movies. So the one, I guess we
Well, let me ask you a question. The original series, there were five. Planet of the Apes, 1968, Charlton Heston, Beneath the Planet of the Apes, where they brought James Franciscus, and Charlton Heston was in that also. Escape, then you had Conquest, and then you had Battle. Did you remember the original series? Did you go to theater? Did you enjoy them?
Are you kidding?
He would never go see those movies, Chuck. You know that. They'd scare him.
Then I need to take, then I need to speak to Rich. What do you think, Rich?
I never liked them.
Really?
You see them all?
Yeah. For some reason, I never got into it until the recent one. What? 10 years? The regeneration of the series about
they
10
rebooted
years ago?
It with James Franco. Rise, Dawn, and then yesterday, War of the Planet of Apes opened up. This original trilogy is very different in tone than the original series. I got to tell you, I went to see War of the Planet of the Apes last night, and it's a critical darling, and it's like 96% positive. Many critics are calling it the best film of the summer. I got to say this, technically the film is brilliant, but I think generally, just discussing the way I think general audiences will feel, I think it's going to be somewhat polarizing, because even though the movie is PG-13, I got to tell you, it feels like you're watching an R-rated movie. It's very intense. It feels like Braveheart meets The Revenant.
Really?
It's very intense. There's a lot of cruelty in it. It's very sad, but it has a lot of powerful moments, and I think the people who like it are really going to really like it, and there's going to be people who are going to think, I just don't get it. It feels thin in story. It almost feels at times like watching a silent movie. There's this big chunks of screen time where there's not a lot of dialogue, but I tell you, when I walked out of the theater, I was fascinated by it, and I realized that this guy, Matt Reeves, who's going to direct the next Batman installment for Warner Brothers, is a very visionary filmmaker, and he knows how to helm a movie. I'd give it an 8 out of 10, but I went with a few other people, and they were very mixed on what they saw. It felt like a $175 million art house movie, let's put it that way.
Well, and that's why the critics love it, is because it was that intense.
Very intense, and it does really feel like Braveheart, Spartacus type of film. It's really intense and violent, and pretty violent for a PG-13.
Is it graphic?
Even by today's standards.
How graphic is the violence?
Psychologically, very. Woody Harrelson plays the villain, and I'm telling you, for people who like The Walking Dead, when he enters the movie, it almost feels like Negan controlling Rick Grimes. The way he is just a force of evil in that movie.
Bring back Charlton Heston. And
I think one might remake the original film, but I love the original five films. Really, the first four. The last one wasn't that good, but Planet of the Apes 68 is one of the all time great sci fi classics and an amazing experience to watch on the big screen. I love Heston in it.
Who else has been Heston? Roddy McDowell. What other big actors have been in these eight movies?
Those two primarily. Kim Hunter played Zira. She was really good. But in this film, they touch on two characters that you saw in the original. I'm not going to give it away, but in the original five films, which I think fans will really dig.
Chuck Curry, our movie man here on the DJV Experience, 59 past the hour.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.